Once again, just to get back into it, we are on page 57, Siman Yud Zion. And yesterday we talked, we started discussing who's chayv and tzitzis. So men are obviously chayv and tzitzis. Women, the issue is with women. So we saw very interesting Ramah. The Ramah said that even though it's a mitzvah sashay shazman grama, and usually we say women can perform a mitzvah sashay shazman grama and even make a bracha on said mitzvah, but tzitzis is different. Tzitzis is different, and tzitzis a woman should not do. So again, I pushed the wrong button. So we gave some reasons. The Mishbura we discussed yesterday, but there is extremely famous tshuva of Rav Moshe, for me at least it's going to, a very famous tshuva by Rav Moshe, Negros Moshe, Orach Chaim Chelek Dalad, Siman Mem Tes, where Rav Moshe discusses this issue, and specifically, there are women who ask for Moshe if they could wear tzitzis. So it's very interesting. Moshe says something that most people, you see, unfortunately, these women who cause problems at the Kosel and then wear the talis, right? So Moshe, off the wall, women. That's what they call it?
Walnuts.
Oh, that's very interesting. The nicest thing to say about a walnut. Rav Moshe makes it a few very interesting points, but of course, that would be expected from Rav Moshe. He says that if women wear a talus, they have violated the Isser of Luyobash Geras Simlas Isha. And what's fascinating is Rav Moshe brings down a Targum Yonasan Ben Uziel. And on there, on the Targum Yonasan Ben Uziel, that's what Rav Yonasan Ben Uziel says, that if women wear tzitzis or tefillin, it's amazing. So again, they think they're doing it, so further they're doing it out there. But then, Moshe goes on. And now, again, as I say, whenever I recount this tshuva, you have to understand, I shook his hand once. I can't say I had really any relationship with the Rav Moshe, unfortunately. It was known, very well known, that there was a taina against Rav Moshe. He was too nice. He gave everybody smicha, including myself. He called people lofty titles, even though maybe they didn't deserve it. With that backdrop, it's fascinating to hear about this tshuva. So Rav Moshe, I do recall that he refers to them as Nashim Chashuvos. But then he goes into a discussion about, why do you want to do this? Why do you want to do this? And he says, if you want to do it because of mitzvah, so there's many mitzvahs you're obligated in. So why don't we work on those first? So then he said, the other possibility is the reason why you want to do it is because you want to be like a man. And so then you're affected by the outside. After all, we just went through Hanukkah. That's where people don't remember that. What Hanukkah was all about is fighting against the assimilation and the effects of the Greek culture. And I saw once a long time ago, I can't find it, but I think I saw the Chofetz Chaim says, what do we call Jews who are Shomer Torah mitzvahs, but like the Greek theaters, and like the Greek plays, and like, what do we call those people? So he says, we call them Misyavnim. So that's why Hanukkah was all about. We just went through Hanukkah. Seems like a long time ago, but Rav Moshe says, if you want to, because the society is saying, men, all this men and women stuff, and you see where it's led now. So then Rav Moshe says a shocking thing. Again, with the backdrop that there was a taina against Rav Moshe that he was too nice, he says, that's apikor, you're a kofir. You're a kofer. You're an apikoros. Now, that's a very strong thing coming from Moshe Feinstein. First of all, it's very strong with the backdrop. But then again, you're talking about the Gadol Ador, the Rashka Vahag of the Al Klal Yisrael, who Al Klal Yisrael lived off of, and we still do. That's a kind of strong indictment, to say the least, to be gentle. So, you know, that could be, I don't know, that could be Pshat in the Ramah. The Ramah says, you know, because there is a question, right? Usually we say, especially again, Ashkenazi, women do it. Mitzvah say, Shavuot on Grama, they do it, you know, if they want to do it. You know, Lulav and Shofar and all, you know, like all those type of things, right? So do it. And Ashkenazi, like I said before, Ashkenazi may even make a bracha. All of a sudden we got this Mitzvah say, Shavuot on Grama, that the Ramah lowers the boom and says, no, they should. And we're mocha. And they, Ein Laim Lil Bosh Sitzes, right? Since it's not a Chovas Gavra, so it could be, maybe that's what the Ramah means. In other words, why are you doing this? Why are you doing this? Right? You're not obligated at all. So why, you know? And like we saw from the Aruch HaShulchan yesterday, it's like blending everything together. Like, a mitzvah that comes around once a year, you know, like Sukkah, you know. Then you know, it's not too often. One of the days is Shabbos, right? Or singing the Sukkah. So, okay, you know, it's right after. But this is like every day. So, you know, why are you doing it? Okay, so we didn't finish base. Tum Tum Ra Drognus, Chayavim Misafik. So a Tum Tum and a Drognus, I'll explain what that is in a minute. The Rama will explain. So they are obligated out of doubt, v'yisatvu below bracha, and therefore they should wrap themselves, right? That's the main mitzvah, is wrapping, without a bracha. Again, since it's a suffek, and again, this bracha is a derabbanan, so therefore we say suffek derabbanan l'kula, suffek brachas lahakel, because basically a tumtum and a drugness, as you know, we'll explain in a second, the gender is in doubt. Not like some people today, but really, you know, anatomically. Right? And that's what, the Rama says in the bracket, in the parentheses, Perish, tumtum lo nada imu zachar in the keva. A tumtum, we don't know, right? The gender is undetermined. And androgynous, as you know, yeshbo zacharos in the keva. Androgynous has both. And Rama says, v'fi mashanagu nashim levarach v'mitzah seishas man grama. So the Rama again finishes up that these gender unspecified, however they say it, but legitimate, really a gender unclear people. So again, so we say, since this is a suffix, so the Rama says, well, they're not any worse than a woman. And a woman, quite Ashkenazim, could do a mitzvah seisha gomah and make a bracha. So they could do that too.
Do they still have these people today? I've never heard of
it. It's extremely rare, but somebody told me, yeah, it is possible. Now, it could be that I don't know, you know, if it's a tumtum, you know, we don't know if it, there must be some medical thing that they could do. I don't know. Sure, you know, look what they're doing. Men into women, women into men, without Malek doing kishuv, you know, like that. Well, let's leave that. Now, another very important halacha, that's Gimel. Katan, a child, hayodei lisatef, and he knows how to wrap himself in tzitzis. Aviv tzarech likach lo tzitzis l'chanko. So father is tzarech, has to, get him some tzitzis to be machanachim, right? To educate, train, whatever word you want to use, the son in tzitzis. Now, the question is obvious. Well, let's do the Rama first. V'davka kishiyodeh la'atov shtei tzitzios, page 58, lefana v'shtei tzitzios la'akro. Now, when we're talking about he knows how to wrap himself, you know, like, so the Rama clarifies it a little more, and that is he knows how to keep two in front and two in the back, right? Like we learned, right, previously, the main mitzvah, the mitzvah of tzitzis is, you know, to remind us of all the mitzvahs. So therefore, wherever you turn left or the right or front, back, right, you see the tzitzis and they're a visual reminder. So again, so if a kid knows how to wear them in that proper way, okay, and the kid knows how to hold the tzitzis in his hands when he's reciting Kriya Shema, like that's what we do, right, when we say Shema, so then at that age, so then that would be the age. I don't know, usually like we say a chinuch age is much older. But I don't know, like, I know, again, you know, yeah, they do an upsharon and they cut his hair and they put tzitzis, a yarmulke on and put tzitzis on. But I don't know if that's, that could be, I don't know if kids that young wear tzitzis. Yarmulke, we could try to get them to wear. But tzitzis, you know, when they go to the bathroom, and they, you know, like, but maybe a little older, I don't know, five, six, seven. Again, usually, a lot of times the Mishnah Berurah says, Chinuch is older but than that. But again, like 7 or 8, but I don't know.
You can't say the bracha
until he's bar mitzvah. No, you can make a bracha. The Mishnah Berurah says that as az aviv yatil bo tzitzis v'yavarach imo. Make a bracha, not make a bracha for him, but make a bracha with him. In other words, you have to teach him, you have to train him to make a bracha. That's part of the chinuch. But then the Mishnah Berurah says, but if it doesn't have the shear, right, because that was the next thing I was going to talk about. Like what, you know, like if we go by the sizes we mentioned a couple of days ago, 3/4 of an amma, the kid's going to be swimming in it, right? So the Mishnah Berurah says, shear taliso kasa prima gadam simen tzitzis, Derech HaChaim, Shu Kedei Lis'aseh Bo Rosho V'Rubo Shelo. There's a Mishnah Berurah test. That when we talk about how, again, it doesn't have to be 3/4 of an amma. That's for a grown-up. Somebody above Bar Mitzvah, excuse me. But here we're talking about, for a kid, has to be big enough to cover his head and most of his body. We go by him. So if it's enough to cover that, so then that would be the requisite shear for that kid. And therefore, he would make a bracha. And now again, the Mishnah Berurah says, if it's smaller than that, you know, the kid had a growing spurt and all of a sudden, you know, like, so then you would not make a bracha. He would wear it, but he would not make a bracha. Because again, it's too small. Right. And now, again, the Mishnah Berurah said, well, I think someone mentioned before, this is all if he didn't get the 13. But what's in, he's 13, he's bar mitzvah. From then on, chayiv b'tzitzis gegadol. Right? He's chayiv and tzitzis like a major. I'm not a minor, rather. Or whatever. Then, at the end of the Mishnah Berurah, on the next page, on page 58, again, at the end of Mishnah Berurah Yud, the Chofetz Chaim brings up the famous thing, because again, you saw that the Mechaber said, we're talking about the kid's old enough to wrap himself, right? So that sounds like a talis, right? But we know, at least amongst Ashkenazim, a kid who's little, forget it, somebody who's not married, right? Somebody, excuse me, who's not even married, I don't know, they could be in their 20s, you know, they're not wearing a talis.
In their
40s. Well, hopefully not. But again, so the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Ma'aril, the drushes of the Ma'aril, by Hilchos and Suin, the Ma'aril. Now again, as I've mentioned many times, the Ma'aril is one of the first sources of Ashkenazi Minhagim, way back there. So the Ma'aril, the Ma'aril says that the minhag is shagam na'arim gedolim emisatim misatvim b'tzitzis ad shenosim lam nashim. That the custom is that even if you have na'arim, I don't know, gedolim, right? So I guess, you know, there could be, again, I don't know back in the time of the Ma'aril when they used to get married, but you know,
Grandma Prenda said the boys got married very young.
Well, it could be like, especially against Ashkenazim, again, in those days they didn't live that long. I mean, I don't know, the Goyim didn't live that long. They died in their 30s. So I don't know about Yidden, because, you know.
There's a Shiloh, whether or not a Bar Mitzvah boy or a Chassan gets the Aliyah, and Shiloh, depends who's older.
Yeah, so, so he says, so the custom is they don't put on a talus, and we're not talking about talus cotton, but talus until they get married. And again, I think we mentioned this before, what's the source for that? So again, the Mishnah Berurah brings it down from the Ma'aril, because it says, Gedilim Tatsalacha, right? It talks about tzitzis. And then it says, Ki Kach Ish Isha. They're next to each other in the Torah. So therefore, we know there is something to smuchim. Things, again, usually the Torah, the Gemara rather, says that, Drasha. Again, this isn't in the Gemara, but again, that's the basis for the Ashkenazi Minog. That you don't put on tzitz, you don't wear a talis until you're married, right? And that's the famous Ashkenaz. Now I can't say all Ashkenazim because some yekas put on a talis. Remember those couple guys in yeshiva were yekas and they were wearing a talis. They wouldn't wear a talis over their head, but they would wear a talis.
How about
chassidim? Chassidim don't until they get married. Also. But don't forget, Chassidim or Ashkenazim, right? You know, like, but what's interesting is then the Chofetz Chaim says, Hudavar Tamua. That's an amazing thing. It's a wondrous thing. It's like the Chofetz Chaim says, De'achal Yisa Ishal Ye Yoshev Uvato V'mitzvah Tzitzis. Like, until he gets married, he should not do the mitzvah tzitzis. So again, what that means is, you know, obviously, they do the mitzvah tzitzis, but they don't do the ituf, right? Which, as we've seen before, is the main mitzvah. So, again, even though we did discuss before how you do an ituf with a talis katan, and we discussed that. But again, it's not like really that you're wrapping yourself, because as we learned, the main mitzvah is ituf, and ituf means that you're wrapping yourself in that garment, and it covers your head and most of your body down to, right? When you do the ituf, it should be covering your head, not just your head, like some people should go down to the small of your back, right? And then you make the bracha on it, right? So that is the main mitzvah. So the Chofetz Chaim says, so you won't be doing that main mitzvah. Now again, we wear tzitzis, but not a talis. But this is the Ashkenazi minhag. Again, I don't think in modern day, never heard of David Zecher Tzadik Livracha wearing. So it's wearing a talus, you know. I don't. Or Shiva, you know.
So,
Ben
Yevin, if we didn't do the itu for when we climb the mitzvah,
But again, it's not the mitzvah, you know.
We don't do the itu for the talus cotton.
Well, that's the whole issue. Remember, I said the Machaber talks about how to do an itu for the talus cotton, right?
Are we supposed to?
So, if you recall, I asked the Rishiva, like, should we do that? So the Rishiva gave me he danced around and he said, I don't remember. He said, Baruch Hashem, I'm married for a long time. Which I thought was I think he was trying to dodge me. But I know guys did it. Yeah. Okay, we'll stop here for tonight. Again,